Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Mainly sunny today with a high of 85. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, 60. Highs around 96. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Sunny skies and dry Friday and Saturday with highs near 105. Taking a look at the extended forecast, 100 Sunday, 91 Monday, and 86 on Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 70.
This Kansas Information Network update, sponsored by Gray Local Media.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are the latest headlines from 12 News. Following storms in Kansas, law enforcement reminds you to never drive through flooded roads. Deputies in McPherson County said last night they were still rescuing stranded drivers. Wichita's Cheney Lake continues to fill up. The lake now 1.68 feet below normal. Last September, Cheney Lake was at its lowest point in 50 years. Wichita has been under mandatory outdoor water restrictions since last August to help conserve water at the lake. And a suspect in a deadly Wichita shooting is in jail after a months-long search. The U.S. Marshals and Wichita Police say Jaden Watts is now in custody in the deadly shooting in southeast Wichita. They've been searching for him since March. And Wichita, Britton Rucker, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Spokesperson Zach Denny announced that Attorney General Chris Kobach has instructed the Kansas Department of Revenue, which houses the Division of Motor Vehicles, to not make gender marker changes while the matter is in litigation, as the Attorney General's office intends to appeal. And Denny said that he expects it to be soon. And Denedry Herbert, a spokeswoman for the Attorney General's office, confirmed the stance, saying that they can't start instantly implementing those changes right now because they have some time to appeal the decision. Parties typically have a 30-day window after a decision to appeal it, and procedurally, it's unclear whether the decision goes into effect immediately following a ruling or until the end of the 30-day appeals window. Herbert, who is also chair of the Kansas Republican Party, said there has been no gray area in the Attorney General's office. A 56-page decision from the appeals court panel on Friday reversed an injunction from a Shawnee County District Court judge who ordered the state to stop allowing gender marker changes on driver's licenses. The appeals court decision only applies to the injunction, and the case itself and its merits were remanded to the district court to be decided by a new judge. Kobach was quick to express in social media posts on Friday his dissatisfaction with the decision and his appetite for an appeal. And in a statement, Kobach said the ruling contains multiple factual errors and a deeply flawed legal analysis. He expected the court to be more careful, saying, in addition, the court improperly attempts to strip jurisdiction over the case away from the district court judge, which is highly unusual. So they'll be asking the Kansas Supreme Court to review this case in an expedited manner and overturn the Court of Appeals decision. The Revenue Department has allowed Kansans to change their gender marker since at least 2007. However, a 2023 state law required vital statistics to recognize a person's biological sex at birth, and Kobach sued the Revenue Department after it continued to allow transgender residents to change their gender markers. A Plainville man was arrested in Hays after a Houston-based civilian group conducted a sting operation. Hays Police Chief Don Schleiber reported that 45-year-old Lucan Wayne Paramore of Plainville was arrested for electronic solicitation after allegedly attempting to meet someone he believed to be a 13-year-old girl for sex. Schleiber said the case came to the department's attention on June 16th after a group called Predator Poachers lured Paramore to Big Creek Crossing. Schleiber said no actual minor was ever at risk, as the group that provided information to responding officers had been posing as a child online. Alex Rosen is with Predator Poachers and posted a video on social media showing Hays officers arresting Paramore. According to the video caption, Paramore allegedly carved the non-existent minor's name into his arm as a display of affection. Paramore was booked into the Ellis County Jail, where he remains in custody. Schleiber wants to remind everyone that all parties are innocent until proven guilty, and the investigation is still ongoing. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan encourages job seekers and employers who are searching for available talent to take part in this month's virtual statewide job fair that's hosted by Kansas Works from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Wednesday, June 25th. The virtual job fair format allows anyone searching for a state position to fill out applications, chat live, and interview virtually with participating employers. This month's virtual statewide job fair portal features helpful information such as a job seeker training video, a list of participating agencies, and channels for attendees to register and to log in, and job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally as they might be asked to engage in an interview. Candidates can participate through any digital device, and any individual with a disability may request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center at 877-509-6757 prior to the event. Registration is required to participate in virtual job fairs regardless of your previous participation, and to register, you can visit kansasworks.com. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Did you know that Norton County Hospital is committed to making healthcare more affordable? We offer a wide range of financial assistance options tailored to your needs, from prompt payment discounts to flexible in-house payment plans and financial assistance, even loans through Epic River Lending. Best of all, you can apply in under 30 minutes. Whatever your situation, we have solutions. Call Kelsey today at 785-874-2220 to learn more and get started.
It's a busy time for farmers in Kansas with wheat harvest getting underway, so the Kansas Highway Patrol would like to remind motorists to use more caution and patience when traveling around farm trucks, tractors, combines, and other implements. Lieutenant Candace Bree Shears, the Kansas Highway Patrol Public Information Officer, stated that as the busy farming season is underway, each traveler in Kansas needs to be more aware of increased farm implement and truck traffic, because in Kansas, there are many trucks exiting and entering the roadway at any given time, and traveling around these vehicles requires extra caution. Most farm equipment is not designed to travel at highway speeds and may only travel 15 to 25 miles per hour, and farm equipment is often wider than the lane of traffic, so extra room should be allowed when sharing the road. Caution should be practiced on all roads, but especially on busy rural roads with unmarked intersections. Tips to keep in mind include to not assume the farmer knows that you're there, pass with extreme caution. When a farm vehicle pulls to the right side of the road, it does not necessarily mean it's turning right or allowing you to pass, as due to the size of some farm equipment, the farmer must execute wide left turns, so you need to allow it plenty of room and time to turn, and to be alert to see if there might be a driveway or field that they may be turning into. Be patient, think of the slow-moving vehicle emblem as a warning to adjust your speed, and pay attention, because when you're not focused solely on the road, you increase your chances of a collision, especially if you should come upon a slow-moving farm vehicle. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks is seeking public comment on a revised draft of the Kansas State Wildlife Action Plan, which serves as a blueprint for conserving Kansas's most at-risk wildlife and habitats. The 2025 draft updates the state's 2015 plan as required by Congress for continued eligibility for state wildlife grants. And these grants support proactive efforts to conserve wildlife before they become more scarce and costly to protect. Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Secretary Christopher Kennedy stated that they have a duty to care for and protect the natural world, and this plan is just one way that they are ensuring future generations inherit healthy ecosystems and have the same opportunities to experience and enjoy the outdoors that we have today. The Kansas Plan identifies high-priority species and habitats that need conservation and outlines potential actions to address the threats that they face. While the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks coordinates the plan, it's intended to serve as a guide for other agencies, organizations, stakeholders, experts, and interested individuals to ensure that Kansas's wildlife and habitats are preserved for future generations. Federal guidelines require each state to review and revise its plan at least once every 10 years, and as part of that process, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks welcomes feedback from conservation partners and the public. Notable updates to the 2025 draft include updated conservation issues and actions, information on outdoor recreation and education, and enhanced collaboration with law enforcement on issues related to sensitive species. The draft plan is available for public review and comment through July 18th at ksoutdoors.com/services/kansas-swap, and comments may be submitted through the email link provided on the webpage. Public participation is vital to shaping a plan that will help conserve Kansas's wildlife and natural resources for future generations. And for more information, you can visit ksoutdoors.com. Funeral services for Stephen Englehart, 70, will be held at 2:30 p.m. tomorrow, Thursday, June 19th, at Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and burial will follow at Mount Hope Cemetery in Almena, Kansas. Visitation will be held from 1 to 2:30 p.m. prior to the service, and memorial contributions may be made in Steve's name and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Massive Christian burial for Wade Bowman, 55, of Bushnell, Illinois, will be held at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, June 21st at the St. Joseph's Catholic Church in New Almelo, Kansas, and interment will follow in the St. Joseph's Cemetery in New Almelo. Memorial contributions are suggested to the Peyton Bowman Education Fund or to the Bushnell Fire and Rescue Squad, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. This Wheat Harvest Report is brought to you by Renovo Seed. Renew, revive, repeat. Mother Nature took care of any wheat harvest activity taking place Tuesday across portions of South Central and Central Kansas. Derek Sawyer, a Kansas wheat commissioner from McPherson County, says not only was multiple rounds of showers and thunderstorms, but the storms on Tuesday packed quite a wind punch, too.
It was not just one of those lines of wind that come through. It blew for 45 minutes to an hour with sustained winds of, like you said, probably 80 miles an hour. A lot of trees down, a lot of electric poles. And then to drive around yesterday, the corn is, a lot of it is pretty flat. The wheat is not flat, but it's leaned over and going to make it a little more difficult to harvest when it does dry out. The corn, we'll just have to see here in the next couple of days what comes back. There wasn't a whole lot of scouting done yesterday because, as most people say, we might as well wait for tonight or last night to come through before we make any decisions. So it'll be a busy day trying to figure out how to go forward.
Sawyer says they didn't get fully underway harvesting on Monday.
I tried on Friday and it was just a little too wet going through the field. There were spots that were too green, and so we got some rain Friday night, which called us off for the weekend. But Monday we got a good start, and so as soon as the ground dries out now, which it's going to be an extended period of time to let all this water run off, but as soon as the ground gets dry, we'll get right after it.
Sawyer says the early wheat they cut was double crop after alfalfa came out with a mid 40 yields per bushel, then went to conventional till dry land, some of the best they've had, with yields averaging in the upper 80s. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
The Kansas Wheat Innovation Center in Manhattan is rediscovering ways to get improved varieties and new genetics in the hands of farmers faster. Grower-led and Checkoff-funded research initiatives are bringing about positive change. This grassroots leadership provides a strong voice in Topeka and Washington, D.C. Kansas Wheat Commission and Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, farmers investing in their future and yours. Log on to rediscoverwheat.org.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Well, it looks like a cold front is pushing through the region for this afternoon, and with that, some cooler temperatures across the state here for today. Highs getting us right around about the mid to upper 80s primarily. It looks like a few spotty areas into the lower 80s for the southeastern portions of Kansas this afternoon. We normally should be around about the mid to upper 80s, maybe low 90s for the south central portion. So in those areas, slightly below average, but essentially fairly average temperatures expected across the state here this afternoon. Mostly sunny skies expected for most of the state this afternoon. A little bit more of that mixture of clouds and sun for the northeastern and southeastern portions. Also looking at a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms there as well. Tonight we can expect to see overnight lows dropping down into the 60s primarily across the state. Just a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms in the earlier evening hours for the northeastern portions of Kansas. Otherwise we can expect to see partly cloudy skies for tonight. By Thursday, it does look like a warm front is expected to push through the region from the southwest. With that, we can expect to see highs getting us into the 90s across the entire state, maybe upper 80s for the southeastern portions. Once again, that's going to be our coolest spot for this particular forecast. Just across the border into parts of Colorado, it does look like some temperatures are expecting to get up above 100 degrees. So if you are traveling, definitely something to keep in mind. Mostly sunny skies across the state tomorrow as well. Friday evening, even warmer 90s for the extreme eastern parts of the state, getting into the hundreds for the central and western portions. Our highest temperatures looking to be around about 105 for the northwestern and north central portions of Kansas. Also expecting to see sunny skies along with that system as well. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
This is Jan Teen for Norton Livestock Market with information on this week's Thursday cattle auction at 1 o'clock. In the baby calves, here's two black calves that will pull off the cow tomorrow morning. In the breeding stock, we'll have some dropping consignments of bred cows and pairs tomorrow, probably. In the calves and feeders, here's 35, mostly black with a few reds and chars on them. They're steers and heifers. Been weaned 30 days plus. They're hay feds at 550 to 675. 53 black and red, mostly heifers. Long time weaned, two rounds of shots. Ivermec poured at 550 to 650. 20 mostly black steers at 8 1/4. 50 mostly black heifers at 775. Here's a load of 70 mostly black heifers at 775. We'd be expecting our usual trailer run of way up stock. We'd be expecting more consignments of all classes of cattle by sale time. Hope to see you at the auction. Thank you.
Norton Appliance Outlet will have a Super Saturday sale this Saturday from 10 to 1. Hundreds of dollars in savings throughout the store this Saturday only. Savings on name brands like Whirlpool, Maytag, LG, KitchenAid, and GE. Savings on washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, gas and electric, air conditioners, microwaves, dishwashers, and freezers. Come in to register to win a pair of 3-day passes to this year's Country Stampede, over $600 value. Super sale this Saturday only at Norton Appliance Center from 10 to 1. KQ and K will do a live broadcast from 10 till noon.